It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. I want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, of course, located Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And we have a special treat for you here tonight, folks. We're coming to you live from Milford High School as we wanted to bring you a Tri-Valley matchup here tonight. You have the state-ranked Milford Wildcats. They're 8-1. Their only loss was over the Christmas break by just 1 point. This is a fun and exciting team to watch, and they're going up against the Morris Mustangs, who are 6-2, who are a very athletic team. They're getting some guys back from injury, and let me tell you, folks, this gym is packed here tonight as you see coaches from other schools. Everybody wants to get a look at these two teams, and, you know, Milford or Morris is a team that you could see run into a team like Delhi, who's in the MAC this year but is a Class D school technically because of enrollment. You know, these are the teams that you could see match up down this stretch in sectional time. Going to be a lot of fun, so we wanted to bring you this game here tonight. Of course, we'll have a full slate of games next week for you as well. It's going to be a lot of fun here on CDO. We'll have 5 ball games for you next week, but we got to get through this one first. The Friday night matchup here from Milford High School, as it's the Morris Mustangs taking on the Milford Wildcats boys Tri-Valley action. We'll come back. We'll break it all down for you. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO. Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, located Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, stop by and see Cork and the staff. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So as we said, a special Tri-Valley boys matchup here tonight between the Morris Mustangs. They're the road team tonight in the host school, the Milford Wildcats. I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone here at Milford. They have been very accommodating here for us at CDO and greatly appreciate us being here, and we love to be here as well. It's going to be a great matchup, and as I said, Milford's a team you could see down the stretch when you get into sectionals that could make a nice little run. They are battle-tested so far this year, and they're going to head into the second half of the season here, a very athletic team that has a starting five of all seniors, guys who have played together. And, you know, that's going to be huge down the stretch here for Milford. On the other side for Morris, you have a squad that has some younger guys mixed in with some older guys. In their starting lineup, you have a sophomore, a couple of juniors, and a couple of seniors. So it's going to be interesting to see how that crew comes together here, a few guys back from injury from Morris, and how will they gel together here in the second half of the season. Got off to a great start. Their only league loss is to Lawrence, and the only loss on Milford's resume is to Lawrence as well. So Lawrence is a team that we saw earlier in the year here on CDO in a matchup against Franklin. So certainly some quality teams here in the Tri-Valley. If you're one of those guys that likes to get out and watch some games, certainly Milford and Morris are teams you should have circled on the calendar. One thing that I think could be a key here tonight is the Tri-Valley used to be known for the small gymnasiums. A lot of those have gone away as schools have done, you know, renovation projects and have done a nice job there. But Milford, even though their gym is newer, it's tight. You're dribbling down the sideline and the press is on or something like that. You know, you got people's feet right next to where you're dribbling. The benches are pretty close on the other side. We're right here on the floor tonight on our broadcast position. And Milford plays that very well. They're used to playing in this gym. And when they throw a press on with their athleticism and how quick they are, I've seen it give a lot of teams trouble here in this building. And with those 5 seniors who certainly know the ins and outs of every piece of this floor, that can be very hard. So I think it's going to be important for Morris to try to get off to a good start. We'll see if Milford presses early, and that'll be something that'll be interesting to see. Milford has some size inside with Max Lang. It's going to be important for Morris to keep him off the boards, but I think the key factor here tonight is number 5, Peyton Griffiths. He's an 1,000-point scorer, just got that a couple of games ago here from Milford. Very athletic, can shoot from the outside, but can also has a very quick first step and can also get to the basket. He's a guy who is always looking to fast break and can certainly slam dunk the ball. We've seen him do that a few times this year. So that's something that Morris is going to have to be careful. And they're going to be led by senior number 20, Aiden Stade. He'll have the task of guarding Max Lang on the inside, the big guy for Milford. And it's going to be important for Morris to clean up the glass, but they also like to run and gun. So it'll be interesting to see what they do here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the starting lineups. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight here on WCDO. Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. We have a special treat for you, a Tri-Valley boys matchup here. Two teams that we don't cover all the time, but we're going to try to work them into our regular rotation here as we have the Morris boys taking on the Milford boys. Milford is ranked ninth in the state right now. They are 8-1. Morris is in an honorable mention position in the state rankings. And they come in with a record of 6-2. Again, welcome into our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly run through the starting lineup here for you tonight. First for Milford, we said they have five seniors, and these are the guys that the Milford fans are really looking for, for them to carry them into the future. So Blake Elliott, a senior wearing number 3. Max Lang, he's the big guy down low, number 4, and he's also a senior. Number 5, a senior, Peyton Griffiths. He's a senior who just went over 1,000 points and is looking to continue to work his way deep into the Milford record books. A lot of 1,000-point scorers here on this Milford history books, and Peyton Griffiths joins them here this season. Will Ward, number 13, he's a senior, and Jacob Tabor, wearing number 32, he's also a senior. So like we said, five seniors start here for Milford, and that has been the key to their success. On the other side for Morris, starting at point guard, number 5, he's a sophomore, is Ryan Morlock. Also Mike Murphy, he's a junior wearing number 11, a quick guy in transition, very tough player. Dylan Humphreys, back from injury, he's a senior wearing number 12. Aiden Stabe, number 20, he's a senior. He's the big guy down low that will have to keep Max Lang of Milford off the glass. Cameron Hill, number 15, he's also a senior here for Morris. Morris is coached by Chris Garcia, a former standout from Oneonta that went on to play Division III college ball. A younger guy, but who really did well under Jerry Mackey at Oneonta and really led the Yellow Jackets to the sectional championship a couple of times. So he's a guy that is no nonsense, and he has this Morris club looking very good. This is a Morris team that has had some athletes over the last couple of years, have made some nice runs in basketball and soccer, and just having a younger coach like Chris Garcia, I think, has certainly helped them as they have improved just since the beginning of this season, as he is a real stickler for the fundamentals of the game. So here we go, folks. Morris wearing the road blue uniforms. It's a royal blue with the white trim. Says Morris in white lettering across the chest. Aiden Stave will jump it up here for the Mustangs, and Morris will go right to left on your radio dial. Milford is in the home white uniforms with the purple and black shorts. Says Milford across the chest in purple lettering there, and the Wildcats will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Folks, this is a very athletic team on both sides. We might see some fast break. We might see some slam dunks tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun here, and again, a big thank you to Milford High School for setting us up for this Tri-Valley matchup. Fans on their feet. The Milford fans always stand until the Wildcats score their first basket of the night, and Milford wins the tip, and they'll look to get things going early. Will Ward is in the corner, as it'll be a 2-3 zone here for the Mustangs. Ward takes the three, no good, and Aiden Stain with a rebound, and Morris looks to push going right to left. Here's Mike Murphy up and blocked away by Peyton Griffith, and the ball out of bounds. So we're 15 seconds in, and both teams already showing that they're going to run and gun here tonight, and a great athletic play by Peyton Griffiths to knock that one out of bounds. So Morris will inbounds underneath the basket in their own offensive end of the floor here, just 15 seconds into the contest. They'll get it into Stave. He's in the right corner, outside three-point land. Gets it back for Mike Murphy. Back to Stave in the corner. Baseline jumper off the mark, no good. Will Ward with the rebound here for the Wildcats. He gets to half court and looks to set it up again against this 2-3 zone and into the corner for Blake Elliott. Elliott cycling it back up top here to Peyton Griffiths, and you have to think that Morris will have their eyes on him. Griffiths with a long three off the front rim, no good. Here comes Morris back the other way on offense. Cameron Hill tries a right-handed layup. That's no good. And Milford with the rebound, and Max Lang ahead for Griffiths. He gets into the paint, and he'll be fouled here, and that's where he's so dangerous. He can get into the paint very quickly, and Morris has to foul him to stop him on that possession. 7:09 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOlive.com, courtesy of SFCU. We're scoreless. Boys action so far. First quarter, early in this one between Morris and Milford. Here's Max Lang back up top of the key here for Blake Elliott, looking for Peyton Griffiths. He'll shoot another three. This one is up and good. Peyton Griffiths with the first points of the night for Milford. He hits a long three ball, and it's a 3-0 lead for Milford over Morris. Morris back into their own offensive end as they go right to left. Here's Ryan Morlock, the quick point guard, into the far corner for Cameron Hill. Left side as Morris goes right to left in the royal blue unis with the white trim. And now a foul, I believe, will be on Morris. Yes, Aiden Stabe will get tagged here for an illegal screen as he was trying to free up Cameron Hill there on the baseline drive, and the ball will go back to Milford. 6:36 to go, first quarter. Wildcats with an early 3-0 lead here over the visiting Mustangs in Tri-Valley play. And Peyton Griffiths will slowly walk it up the floor here for Milford. Now finds Blake Elliott to Max Lang in the corner. Even though he's the big guy, he can shoot from downtown, but he throws the ball away here. Here's Morris on the fast break. Up and good for the Mustangs. Ryan Morlock with the steal, and he gets the first 2 points of the night for Morris. Griffiths back the other way. Another long three in transition is no good, and Morris looks to run and gun. Here's Cameron Hill back for Mike Murphy. Drives to the bucket, up and good. And Murphy puts it in for Morris. Mike Murphy wearing number 11. He's a junior. Morris has their first lead of the night, 4-3, with 5:55 to go first quarter. Here's Will Ward as Milford in the white and purple trim here tonight. They go left to right. Here's Will Ward. Baseline shot right side off the hands of Max Lang and out of play. Zebra Crew says this one will go back to Morris. Dylan Humphreys will inbound here for the Mustangs. Milford will back off. No press. I thought maybe they'd press here in the early going, but instead they'll back off and meet Morris at half court with his signature man-to-man defense. Very tough. They believe they have the quickness and the size to stay with anybody. 5:35 to go, first quarter. Morris leads Milford 4-3. Boys action tonight on CDO. Here's Cameron Hill for Morris with a jumper. Left side baseline, no good. Milford looks to run in transition. Here's Will Ward, bounce pass, and they get it inside. This one off the front of the rim, no good for Jacob Tabor, but he's fouled, and it looks like he'll go to the line. 5:22 to go, first quarter, and it's a 4-3 lead for Morris over Milford. And Jacob Tabor, the senior, will go to the charity stripe early here for the Wildcats of Milford. Nice packed house at Milford High School tonight as Tabor steps to the line for his first shot up and good. Jacob Tabor with his first points of the night. So Milford with a three ball from Peyton Griffiths, and now the first foul shot by Jacob Tabor gives them their 4 points. On the other side, Ryan Morlock and Mike Murphy with points for Morris inside. Jacob Tabor hits the second foul shot. He now has 2 points. Milford leads again 5-4 with 5:15 to go here in the first quarter from Milford High School. Morris trying to get inside against this man-to-man. Humphreys with a running jumper is no good. Milford back the other way down the left wing. Now reversing to the right side. Here's Griffiths into the corner for Will Ward. Long three up and off the front of the basket. But Tabor pulls down the rebound, puts it right back up and good. Jacob Tabor now with 4 points. Cleaning up the glass there for the Wildcats, and it's 7-4. And now Morris back the other way, steps out of bounds. We talked about it before. There's not a lot of room on the sideline here. And a turnover for Morris, ball back to Milford. They lead 7-4 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Will Ward for Peyton Griffiths, closely guarded in the 2-3 zone by Mike Murphy, stepping out on him. Here's Ward into the corner now. As Milford goes left to right on your radio dial, back to the right side, skip pass, three ball for the big guy, Max Lang is up and good. So Lang steps out into downtown area, and Milford leads 10-4 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Morris back the other way, going right to left. Mike Murphy, top of the key, nice bounce pass inside into the paint for Aiden Stabe, up and good. His right-handed layup is good, and Stabe gets his first 2 points of the night. It's Milford 10, Morris 6. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Griffiths, top of the key, getting worked on by Murphy. Griffiths kicks it far side for Ward. Three ball, this one rattles out. Stave with a big rebound, and he's tough to contain in there. And now Stave showing off his dribbling ability, goes coast to coast, kicks it off for Humphreys. Three ball for Morris, no good. Stave tracks down the rebound, keeps it in bounds, but Milford will steal it away. End-to-end action here. Here's Blake Elliott, passes to the far side. Nobody there for Milford, ball out of play. 3:47 to go, first quarter. It's a 10-6 lead here for Milford over Morris, and we're seeing already both teams not afraid to run and gun. And here is Mike Murphy, brings it up the floor for Morris. Top of the key, getting worked on in the man-to-man by Will Ward. into the far corner for Humphreys. His shot is no good again. Rebound for Peyton Griffiths of Milford. Milford going left to right. Here's Griffiths, top of the key. Has Murphy on him. Tries to pass inside. Knocked away by Stave. Back the other way. Here's Murphy. Goes up. Misses the layup as he had Griffiths trailing him, and he believes he got a fingertip on that one. Milford in transition to Lang. Back to Tabor. Up and good. Tabor puts it in. He has a team-high 6 points, and Morris will take a timeout. 3:13 to go first quarter, and Milford leads it home over Morris. Boys action, 12-6. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO. And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Boys Tri-Valley Basketball action. We're live at Milford High School. Special treat here tonight. And it's the state-ranked Wildcats with a 12-6 lead over visiting Morris here so far on CDO. Into the left corner as Morris and the Royal Blue with the white trim going right to left. They bring it up with Mike Murphy. Murphy to the right side, kicks it down in low for Ryan Morlock. Now for Stave in the corner, going up against the man-to-man defense here of Milford. Here's Murphy to the left side. Now for Cameron Hill. Hill with a little bounce pass, gets it into the corner for Frazier Bourgeois. Shot is up and off the mark, and Milford comes back the other way. Blake Elliott into the front court, finds Max Lang. He skips the zone to the far side, back for Griffiths. His shot is up, hits the front rim, gets the roll, and it's in and good. Peyton Griffiths now with 6 points to lead Milford, as well as Jacob Tabor, and it's 15-6, Wildcats on top of the Mustangs. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Mike Murphy, top of the key against the man-to-man of the Milford defense. Murphy to the far side, looks for a bounce pass for Stave in the corner. Max Lang of Milford working on him. Stave with the step back. His three ball is no good. Griffiths with the rebound, and they'll call a foul, I believe, here on Griffiths for the push-off. Yes, it will. It'll be a foul on Griffiths as he pushed off trying to get that rebound. That last time out, Morris head coach Chris Garcia really getting on his guys, saying the transition defense has to be better. We know that Milford wants to run and gun, he said, and that we have to get back and play better defense in transition. 2:09 to go, first quarter. Morris gets it in, looking to cut into this Milford lead. They trail 15-6. Here's Stave with a running little jump hook. It's no good. Milford back in transition. Paul Van Warner into the game for the first time here for Milford. Back to Griffiths, and a travel call here, and Milford will turn the ball over. So just when you think the Wildcats might step away a little bit more, it's Morris getting some calls here and getting the ball back after Milford turns it over. Dylan Humphreys will bring the ball up the floor and bounce pass for Stave with a minute 50 to go, first quarter. Milford on top of Morris, 15-6. Here's Morlock, gets into the paint, back outside for Humphreys, thought about a three ball, thought better of it, pulls it down. 15 on the shot clock. Humphreys is in, shoots, makes the basket, and is fouled. We'll see if the basket counts or not, but either way, Humphreys is going to the line. Basket will count here for Dylan Humphreys, his first 2 points of the night. So 1:37 to go in the first quarter. They haven't put it up on the board yet, but the referee crew made the signal that the basket should be good. We'll see if they officially put it up on the board here in just a second. So a minute 37 to go, first quarter. There it is. So it's 15-8. Trying for the three-point play is Humphreys. Foul shot is no good, but Morris gets the rebound on the loose change, but it's stolen away here by Will Ward of Milford. Here's Ward in transition. Gets it for Van Warner off his hands. Going to be a tough call here. Both teams fighting for it. Possession will go to Milford. Excuse me, now they'll change it. Possession will go to Morris. And that was a really close tipped ball and then went out of bounds. And so possession will go back here to Morris. 1:29 to go, first quarter. It's 15-8. Milford on top of the visiting Morris Mustangs. And here is Mike Murphy. Murphy to the far side for Humphreys as they try to work the ball inside. Here's Cameron Hill, little pump fake. Gets in, tries to go for the right-handed layup, but he's fouled on the play, I believe by Will Ward down in low. 1:13 to go here in the first quarter. 15-8 is the score. Foul is on the floor and will be underneath where Morris will hold out of possession and Ryan Morlock will inbound the ball. Jacob Tabor coming out for the first time tonight. Peyton Griffiths comes back in. Milford just protecting him a little bit after he got that first foul. Tabor now with two fouls, so he'll go to the bench so he doesn't pick up a third. Here's Morris into the lane with Humphrey. Shot is no good. Max Lang with the big rebound. Lost it off his fingertips, though. Back out of bounds, and Morris will hold out of possession. 1:06 to go, first quarter. 15-8 is the score. Milford on top of visiting Morris here. Boys action tonight. Thanks for joining us on WCDO or WCDOlive.com, courtesy of SFCU. Morris will inbounds the ball. Here's Aiden Stabe, right side, as Morris goes right to left. And here is Ryan Morlock. Little dribble drive, gets it back for Stabe. Stabe from downtown. This one rattles in, and it will be just a two ball, saying the foot was on the line. So Stabe now with 4 points. That's a five-point Milford lead, 15-10, with 45 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Max Lang for three. And the big man steps out again and hits his second three ball of the night. And just like that, Milford back to an eight-point lead, 18-10, with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Stolen away by Griffiths of Milford. Here he comes in transition. Lost it right back, though. And Morris will run down the right side as they go right to left on your radio dial. Here's Stabe with a little crossover. Lost it, though. Griffiths again with the steal for Milford. Griffiths all the way to the hole. Misses the right-handed layup, but he'll head to the line. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. 18-10 is the score. You could just see Peyton Griffiths sticking with the play there. He lost the ball originally in transition. Morris stole it, but Griffiths circled around, went back, and stole the ball back again. Then went to the hole, but he couldn't get the layup to go, so he'll shoot two. So Peyton Griffiths with 6 points on the night so far looks to add to his team-leading total here for Milford. First shot for Griffiths is off the back iron. He's visibly frustrated, I think, first from losing that ball on the steal and then not being able to make that layup just a second ago. Just needs to take a deep breath here. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Milford up 18-10. Second shot for Griffiths is off the mark. No good. And Morris will pick up possession as Max Lang jumped into the lane a little bit early there. And they'll actually get a foul on him, too, pushing off, they're saying, on the box-out attempt. So Milford has to be careful. They have two guys with two fouls, and Lang just picked up his first. So they have to be careful. 18-10 is the score. Milford on top with 15 seconds to go. Morris has the ball going right to left. Down the right wing, here's Mike Murphy. Murphy looking for the shot. He's at the top of the key. Gets a pick. Looks to bounce it inside. Little pick and roll with Stabe up and good. And Aiden Stabe now with 6 points. He puts it home. Milford launches a long shot at the buzzer, but it's no good. So after one here in Milford, boys action tonight. It's the Wildcats of Milford 18, the Mustangs of Morris 12. Going to be a great ball game here tonight, folks. Make sure you stick with us. We'll come right back with the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school action tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The second quarter, it's 18-12. Milford on top of visiting Morris. 6 points for Max Lang, 6 points for Peyton Griffiths, also six for Jacob Tabor of Milford. So some balanced scoring, three guys score, all with 6 points on the other side. Morris is led by 6 points for Aiden Stabe, two for Humphreys, two for Murphy, and two for Ryan Morlock. So here we go, start of the second quarter, Morris going right to left, Milford left to right, and Morris with the ball. Mustangs going against this man-to-man defense that Milford brings to the table. Stabe into the far corner, getting worked on by Lang. Looks to step back, tries to take the shot. He will. Won't get the shooter's roll. It hits the rim twice, but Morris comes down with the rebound. Here's Morlock with a deep three. That one's too hard off the back iron. Ball is loose off the rebound, and Morris will control again. So some second chance opportunities. They get it inside for Murphy, and Murphy is fouled by Peyton Griffiths. And I believe that's going to be the second foul here on Griffiths. And that was a tough one, as it was just two guys banging down low. As Murphy tried to go up there for the right-handed layup. So that is the second foul here on Peyton Griffiths. 7:23 to go, second quarter. It's 18-12. Morris gets the ball in underneath, up off the backboard, and good. Cameron Hill will score it, and he'll look for the three-point play, and it looks like Peyton Griffiths just picked up his third foul. So Cameron Hill steps to the line. He just picked up his first 2 points of the evening. And will look to cut into this lead here as Griffiths, now with three fouls, heads to the bench. And he is visibly frustrated. So Cameron Hill looking for the three-point play. It's up and good. So Cameron Hill scores for Morris, and just like that, it's a three-point ball game. Milford 18, Morris 15, and Milford's leading scorer, Peyton Griffiths, is on the bench with three fouls. 7:10 to go, second quarter. Here's Mack Lang, drives to the hoop, blocked away, and out of bounds. Possession will stay here with Milford, but knocked away there by Aiden Stave. 7:06 to go, second quarter. Milford up 18-15. Mustangs looking a little fired up here on defense. And we'll see if they can take advantage with Peyton Griffiths on the bench for probably much of this second quarter, if not all of it. Milford with a long three there from Jacob Tabor off the mark, gets his own rebound, goes to Paul Van Warner down low, misses the layup, but he'll go to the line as he's fouled here for Milford. 6:56 to go, second quarter. 18-15 is the score. Milford on top of Morris. And the second quarter already with some good action here. Milford in a little bit of foul trouble, and Morris trying to take advantage. So here's Paul Van Warner. First foul shot is up and good. His first 2 points of the night. His first point of the night, excuse me, as the senior steps to the line. Looking for his second shot. Now 19-15. With 6:56 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Boys Tri-Valley matchup tonight. And Van Warner will step to the line for his second foul shot. First one was good just a moment ago. Second one rims in and out. Comes down, and Will Ward will get the rebound for Milford. Puts it up and in. So Will Ward with his first 2 points of the night for Milford, and just cleaning up the glass there. And Milford now leads 21-15 over visiting Morris. 6:40 to go before the half. Here's Murphy back for Stave. He takes the shot. Falling away. No good. Mack Lang with the rebound for Milford. Lang into the front court, into the offensive end of the floor here for Milford. Back to Will Ward. His three ball no good. Stave with another big rebound here for Morris. Aiden Stave pushing it forward. Down to the left side for Cameron Hill. Dribble drive. Kicks it back out. Humphreys for three for Morris. No good. And now it looks like we'll have a foul on Aiden Stave. Looks like he went over the back, and yes, he did. 6:16 to go, second quarter. 21-15 is the score. Milford on top of Morris. Both teams getting into a little foul trouble now as Aiden Stave picks up his second foul. So everybody's going to have to keep their cool out here on both sides, or some guys will be seeing a lot of time riding the pine tonight in foul trouble if they're not careful. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Milford on top of Morris, 21-15, and now we'll have a timeout by Milford. They want to talk things over. 6:05 to go, second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 21-15, Milford on top of Morris. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
WCDO.
Welcome back. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 21-15. Milford with the ball. Lang with the shot knocked away by Aiden Stave. A beautiful block there for Morris. Ball out of bounds on that far side. As Morris tried to run in transition, Milford got back and knocked it away. We'll have a whistle. 5:51 to go, second quarter. 21-15 is the score. Milford on top of Morris. Morris will inbound the ball underneath their own basket in their own offensive end. Here's Mike Murphy back for Aiden Stave. Stave thought about a three ball, instead drives to the hoop, tries a fall away jumper, no good. Mack Lang, another big rebound here for the Milford Wildcats. Outlets to Will Ward. Ward gets into the paint, kicks it back out for Mack Lang. Three ball, no good. Cameron Hill with the rebound for Morris, and here they come in transition. Ahead for Humphreys. His shot up and good. And Dylan Humphreys now with 4 points for Morris, and it's 21-17. Milford on top of Morris with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Milford going left to right. They're in their home whites tonight with the purple and black trim. And they get it to the left corner outside the three-point line. Morris running the 2-3 zone, and they'll steal it away. Here comes Cameron Hill in transition. Full head of steam, and he'll travel. 5:03 to go, second quarter. Actually, listen to this, folks. Cameron Hill had the ball. Paul Van Warner came back and stole it from Milford, then traveled. So possession actually goes back to Morris. There was two guys that looked like they were sprinting at a track meet down the floor, and that's what happened. And Morris ends up with the ball. So they'll inbounds to Stade. He gets it in the paint, kicks it back into the corner for Humphreys, who inbounded it. Now he drives to the hoop, up off the glass, a little too hard, gets his own rebound, and he's fouled underneath. No, they'll say he traveled. Thought maybe he was fouled on the rebound attempt, but he took an extra step, and now possession goes back to Milford. This is what happens when you're a fast-break, run-and-gun type team. You're going to have some turnovers, and if you can live with it as a coach and a player, you're going to have some success, and you're also going to have some times where things get a little messy. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Milford on top, 21-17. Tabor with a turnaround shot, and they'll say he traveled as he tried to turnaround move, and the fans here at Milford, one half very upset with that call from the Milford half. The Morris half of the fans very excited that they get the ball back. So now Milford will come with a little bit of a press. We'll see how Morris can handle this. Humphreys picks up his dribble. Passes it ahead for Cameron Hill down the left side. Morris gets over the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. They get it back for Cameron Hill. Back right into the man-to-man. Go the Milford Wildcats. Here's Cameron Hill with a crossover. Gets it down and low for Stave. Up and good, and he fouled. Aiden Stave with the bucket for Morris. He now has 8 big points. He'll head to the line, and it's a 2-point ball game with 4:23 to go in the second quarter. Aiden Stave, excellent position down low, went up and got fouled. So it's Milford 21 and Morris 19. Peyton Griffiths for Milford on the bench with 3 fouls and 6 points. And Milford missing him at the moment. Staves, foul shot up and good. He has a game-high 9 points for the visiting Mustangs. It's Milford 21, Morris 20 with 4:20 to go, second quarter. Ball on the floor. Both guys fighting for it here. And possession will stay with Milford off of the diving Cameron Hill. Both teams right on the floor, though. Anytime there's a loose ball, guys not afraid to get down and dirty for it. 4:19 to go before the half. Ball is inbounded. And Milford will work it around with Paul Van Warner. Now back to Blake Elliott. Works it down low to Tabor. Up off the glass and good. Jacob Tabor with a team-high 8 points now for Milford. And it's a 23-20 lead for the Wildcats here over the Mustangs. Driving to the hoop. Down and low for Stave. His layup is no good. Hit both sides of the rim and rattled out. Milford back in transition. Going left to right. Here's Ward. And into the corner he goes. Passes back out for Van Warner. They skip the zone. They get it back in low for Tabor. Tabor passes down in for Brian Atwell off his hands and out of bounds. Back to Morris. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Morris leads 23-20. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. An exciting first half so far between Milford and Morris. Live here tonight from Milford High School. Top of the key for Mike Murphy of Morris. To the left side. Looks for a little crossover. To the right side now. Into the corner looking for Ryan Morlock. Morlock back to Murphy. 15 to go on the shot clock. Gets it back to Morlock. Here's Stave. Little pump fake. Gets into the paint. Shoots and scores. And Aiden Stave now has 11. Back to a 1-point game. Milford leads 23-22 with 3:10 to go, second quarter. Here's Will Ward outside the 3-point line for the Wildcats. Kicks it over for Atwell. Skips the zone again and into the right corner. Now for Tabor. He's at the foul line. Drives into the paint. Tries a layup. He makes it and he fouls. Milford fans on their feet as Jacob Tabor into double digits. He now has 10 points and he's fouled there by Aiden Stave. We'll see how many fouls this is on Stave. It's definitely 2, maybe 3 for Stave. He'll head over to the bench now. Yes, Chris Garcia, head coach here for Morris, will have to take him out. So that's 3 on Griffiths for Milford and 3 on Stave for Morris. And now Jacob Tabor heads to the line here for Milford, trying for the 3-point play. Wildcats lead the Mustangs 25-22 with 2:59 to go, second quarter. Tabor will step to the line. Shoots the first shot. This one rattles in and out and no good. And a violation on the shooter. They're saying Tabor stepped over the line, so possession goes back to Morris anyways. 25-22. in front of a packed house here at Milford High School. Murphy gets the ball in down the left wing and into the front court for Morris. Tries to drive all the way. Reverse layup, no good. He ran into Max Lang in there and just couldn't put the mustard on it to get it the rest of the way. Milford in transition to guess who? Jacob Tabor up and good. He now has 12 points. Game high. Milford leads 27-22. Morris back the other way. Here's Cameron Hill. Left-handed layup up and good. Nice athletic play, and Cameron Hill now has 5 points. And it's a timeout for Milford. 2:33 to go, second quarter. It's 27-24. Milford on top of visiting Morris in boys basketball here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Great Tri-Valley boys matchup tonight. We come to you live from Milford High School. Milford, state ranked right now in Class D, ninth in the state. They lead visiting Morris, who's 6-2 on the season, 27-24. Some foul trouble on both sides has made this game certainly very interesting. 2:22 to go, second quarter. Milford throws it out of bounds right over here to the broadcast table. Luckily, I'm able to save that ball before it goes into the equipment room, and boy, we get things right back underway here. Big thanks to CDO for the assist there. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Morris going right to left. They dribble it into the paint. Shot for Dylan Humphreys is no good. Mike Murphy after the rebound. Let's see what the Zebra crew says, and possession will go back to Milford. Milford wearing the home whites tonight with the purple shorts and black trim. Morris in the royal blues with the white trim, says Morris, and white lettering across the chest there for the Mustangs. Coming up on 2 minutes to go before the half. 27-24 is the score. And here's Max Lang. Drives in. Layup is up and good, and he's fouled. Max Lang, the senior wearing number 4 for Milford. He's their big guy. He's already hit 2 3-pointers tonight. That's his first 2-point bucket of the night, and he'll look to make it a 3-point play. 2 minutes exactly to go before halftime, and Milford leads 29-24. Make sure to stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime show, where we'll break things down here from this first half. Lang's shot gets the shooter's touch. He now has 9 points, and Milford leads 30-24. So just when Morris chips it down to 1 or 2, Milford's able to go on another little mini run. Ball is loose at half court now. Cameron Hill will scoop it back up for Ryan Morlock. Back to Hill. He drives in, kicks it out to Humphreys. He drives to the hoop. His shot is up and no good. Pulls down his own rebound. Tries again and again, no good. Just couldn't get it to roll in. And Max Lang with a rebound for Milford. Back the other way. Will Ward into the paint. Lost it on his dribble. It was tipped, and possession goes back to Morris. Just like we said, if you're willing to do this run-and-gun style, sometimes you're going to have those types of turnovers. And so possession goes back to the Mustangs. 1:34 to go, second quarter. It's 30-24, Milford on top of Morris. And Morris dribbles into the front court with Cameron Hill. Try to cross over, it was knocked away. And here comes Milford in transition again. Will Ward holds on and passes to Paul Van Warner. Now for Tabor in the corner. Tabor, dribble drive, tries a little reverse layup, but he's fouled as he goes up. And Tabor will go back to the line, where he has 12 points so far tonight for Milford. With 1:15 to go in this second quarter, he looks to add to the lead here for the Wildcats as they lead 30-24. So it's been a back-and-forth game so far. Both teams playing good defense and getting out and running. It's been a track meet so far here tonight. First shot from Milford from the line, up and good for Jacob Tabor. He now has a team and game-high 13 points. Tabor's a guy that fills it up on some nights, and other nights he's content to rebound and make those assists and pass it off to some of his other senior classmates. But tonight he's getting the job done. misses the second layup, or the second foul shot, excuse me, gets the rebound, passes down low for Max Lang, up and good. So that was a big swing there as he misses the foul shot but gets it down and low, and Milford comes away with a layup. It's 33-24. Morris in transition on offense. They lose it again, and here comes the Wildcats. And they'll pass it off to Will Ward. Left corner three. This one off the mark. Everybody skying high for the rebound, and the Mustangs come away. They outlet pass all the way down to Murphy. His shot is up and good. Mike Murphy now with 4 points for the Mustangs, and it's 33-26. 35 seconds to go before the half. Milford on top of Morris. Boys action tonight here on CDO. Here's Blake Elliott for Paul Van Warner as Milford goes left to right. They get it inside for Lang. Lang's shot is up, no good. He gets his own rebound. He's going to go for the second try. This one is good. Max Lang now with 13. And boy, it's a tough physical battle on the inside as everybody was fighting for that rebound there. And Ryan Morlock down for a second here for the Mustangs. Looks like he might have just got hit on that rebound and needs a minute for himself. So 18 seconds to go, second quarter here from Milford High School, and it's 35-26. Milford on top of visiting Morris. And it looks like Morlock will jump up here. It looks like he just got, you know, an elbow in the face to the nose there, and Morlock, the sophomore wearing number 5, bounces up, back up. He's going to stay in the game. But boy, you can just see everybody's working hard for the rebound, and sometimes those things inadvertently happen. Good sportsmanship here by both sides, coming over to make sure he's okay. So 18 seconds to go before the half. It's been an interesting first half, back and forth. Some foul trouble for both sides has put some of the usual cast of characters on the bench. But instead, some other guys have stepped up and made some big baskets here tonight. 13 seconds to go now as Morris gets it in. It's quickly knocked away by Paul Van Warner, back out of bounds. Ball and possession will stay here with Morris, but a good hustle play there by Van Warner. That's what he's known for, his hustle when he comes into the game. So Morris inbounds the ball. We'll see what they do on their last possession of the first half with 10 ticks to go on the clock. 35-26, Milford on top of visiting Morris. Morris gets it to the far side here for Cameron Hill. He's going to have to try to get the shot off. He does at the buzzer. It's no good, and that'll do it. So at the half, Milford leads 35-26 over visiting Morris, and it's been a back-and-forth game. Every time Morris claws their way back in to get it to a 3 or a 2 or a 1-point lead even, Milford is able to go on a little bit of a mini run, led by Max Lang and also by Jacob Tabor. So make sure you come back and stick with us. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break down the scoring summary as well as give you a preview of what we're going to have next week, where we're going to have 5 games on the schedule here at CDL featuring both the Tri-Valley and the MAC leagues for boys and girls. All right, we're going to step away, but we'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Mirabito keep life affordable. Mirabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOlive.com. Welcome into the Marabito Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Boy, it's been a chilly, chilly week outside there. I'm glad people have been able to stay inside, listen to some exciting games this week on CDO. So Marabito might be the people you need to call this time of year, 563-HEAT for Marabito Energy Products. So at the half here tonight, a special Tri-Valley matchup from Milford High School. It's the Wildcats of Milford leading the Morris Mustangs 35-26. Let's get you through the scoring summary. First for Milford, Max Lang with 13 points and Jacob Tabor also with 13 points to help lead the Wildcats. Peyton Griffiths with 6. Those are the three guys that have scored the ball here so far tonight for the Milford Wildcats. So Lang and Tabor really stepping up. Peyton Griffiths is probably the leading scorer on this Milford team 95% of the time. He's in foul trouble. He has 3 fouls, and when you have an 1,000-point scorer on the bench, that's always tough because he's a guy that can shoot from the outside. He can get to the rim, so that is certainly tough. For Morris on the other side, Ryan Morlock with 2 points, Mike Murphy with 4, Dylan Humphreys with 4, Cameron Hill with 5, and Aiden Stabe leads the way for Morris and head coach Chris Garcia with 11 points. So Stabe certainly got hot there in the second quarter and was able to put in some buckets, and that was certainly a key, huge part of the contest there as Stabe leads the way with 11, and as we said, Griffiths with 13 and Jacob Tabor with 13 as well. But Stabe also has 3 fouls, so he's in the same boat as Peyton Griffiths. How are you going to be able to play in the second half? Is that going to affect your game? Are you going to be nervous every time you're going for a rebound, you're playing inside, it's a physical game? And both these teams like to run and gun. And that certainly could cramp their style here in the second half, as both those guys like to get to the rim, like to be physical, but they're going to have to be careful, that's for sure. So Milford and Morris at the half, it's 35-26 with the Wildcats leading the visiting Mustangs. You're going to want to stay tuned next week here on WCDO. We're going to have a whole slate of games, and that's certainly going to be great, as we'll start on next Tuesday, the 13th. It's the Sydney boys hosting the UV boys, and that'll certainly be a lot of fun. Followed on the 14th, we'll go back to the Tri-Valley, as we'll be over in Franklin. It's Skenevis taking on the Franklin boys there. On the 15th, we'll get our first look at undefeated Delhi. Well, let's see. They might not be undefeated at that time. They have a game tonight against Oxford, and Oxford certainly has some good players. So that could change, but as of right now, Delhi undefeated in the MAC. They are a Class D team, technically, so Delhi could certainly end up playing a Morris or a Milford or someone like that in sectionals. So if you want to get a look at Delhi, if you're a Class D fan, go over to Unitego next Thursday, as they'll be taking on Tanner Winchester and the Unitego Spartans. On the 16th of next week, that's next Friday night, we'll have a doubleheader. It's Sydney at Afton, with the girls playing at 6 o'clock, the boys playing at 7:30. So that's certainly going to be a lot of fun. We'll have both games for you on CDO, and that's just the start of January. It's going to be a lot of fun after that, because we have games all the way through the end of the month and into February. We'll be covering championship contests. It's certainly going to be a lot of fun. So always remember to check back to WCDOsports.com. That has our full schedule as well as our podcast brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta, where we break down each and every Tuesday. We update it then on who to look for, what games you might want to check out, and recap what we've done over the past week. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but as I said, we'll come back here. We'll get you set for the second half. Milford leads Morris 35-26. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live tonight here at Milford High School. Nate Lull with you here on CDO Sports. At the half, it's 35-26. Milford on top of Morris. Boys, Tri-Valley action here tonight. Let's get you set for the second half. Morris in their road royal blue uniforms with white trim, says Morris in white lettering across the chest. Milford is in their home white, says Milford in purple lettering across the chest there. They have the black and the purple shorts. Milford will go right to left on your radio dial to start the second half. The Mustangs will go left to right. Morris has done a nice job chipping away, but every time they do, Milford has been able to go on a little run of their own to push this lead back up. Peyton Griffith with three fouls for Milford. He's back in the game. And Aiden Stave with three fouls for Morris. He's back in the game as well, so we'll keep an eye on those two. Because if they pick up that fourth foul, they could be spending a lot of time on the bench here in the second half. And we're underway as Milford will pick it up here. Griffiths is going to go right to the hoop, down in low, passes, and up and good for Jacob Tabor. He now has 15 points to lead the Milford Wildcats, and they lead 37-26. 7:35 to go here in the third quarter, just getting underway in the second half. Here's Morris to the right side, trying to pass inside, but Tabor gets a hold of it, lost it though. Morris picks it back up. Inside for Cameron Hill, off his hands, out of bounds, then back to Milford. So 7:25 to go in the third quarter here. Milford scored on their first possession. Morris comes up empty. And back the other way, here come the Milford Wildcats. Top of the key for Blake Elliott, for Griffiths, inside for Max Lang, who had 13 points in the first half. Here's Griffiths, steps into a three as they kick it back out to him. He scores. Peyton Griffiths, he hasn't been in the game that much, but he's got 9 points, one away from double digits here for Milford. They lead 40-26. 7:03 to go here, second quarter. Here's Stave, he drives to the baseline, gets it for Cameron Hill. His shot is up and good. Cameron Hill now with 7 points for Morris, and it's 40-28. And Morris needs to step in on this 2-3 zone and play some tough defense. Here's Max Lang into the paint. His shot is no good for Milford. Back out for Griffiths. Another long three. This one off the front rim. No good. Tabor cleans up the mess and puts it home. Tabor with a game-high 17. And Milford leads 42-28. Jacob Tabor having a great night tonight here for Milford. Morris going left to right. Back the other way for Stave. Kicks it out. here for Ryan Moorlach. He gets tied up on the floor there with Blake Elliott. Good hustle by both sides, and we'll have a whistle. Have a jump ball, and possession will stay here with Morris. 6:23 to go, third quarter, 42-28 is the score. Milford on top of the visiting Morris Mustangs here tonight on CDL. And Morris will inbound the ball here to Mike Murphy. Murphy down low for Stave, has his pocket picked by Griffiths. Griffiths down the floor, drives to the hoop, he's fouled, gets the shot off, and it's good. Boy, that one was close. Thought maybe the foul was going to be on the floor, but the Zebra crew says no, count the bucket, and Peyton Griffiths will be looking for the three-point play. He has 11 points now as he's picked up a three ball and then this running layup, so he has 5 points here in the second half. And Milford increases their lead to 44-28 with 6:14 to go in this third frame. Griffiths to the line, and that is up and good. Boy, when he is feeling confident, he can hit from anywhere. 45-28. Milford on top of Morris here with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Here's Mike Murphy at half court as he crosses the logo there for Morris. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Closely guarded here by Will Ward, and Milford brings this tough man-to-man defense that's just in your face. Stave gets into the paint. His turnaround shot no good from about 15 feet. Milford with the rebound and Max Lang, and here's Peyton Griffiths, a running three. This one off the back iron, no good. He picks up his own rebound, though, follows his shot, skips it across here for Will Ward. His running jumper is up and good. Will Ward hits, and that's a two-pointer there for Ward. His first 2 points of the night. And Morris will take a timeout. Head coach Chris Garcia wants to have a word with his boys. 5:36 to go, third quarter, and Milford leads 47-28 over visiting Morris. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:20 to go here in this third quarter, and Milford leads visiting Morris 47-28. Boys High School Tri-Valley League action here tonight. And as Morris brings it down the floor, Ryan Moorlach is fouled, and he'll head to the line here. As he was in the act of shooting, he was just pulling up for a jumper, so he'll head to the line. So the first shot here for Ryan Moorlach. Shot is up and good. Moorlach now with 3 points, and boy, head coach Chris Garcia really getting after it on the bench during that timeout with his Morris Mustangs, saying we have to play better basketball, we have to be more aware of where the shooters are, and getting back on defense. Second shot is up and good for Moorlach, and he now has 4 points. Morris knows that they can play better than this, and they want to bring that to the table here for the rest of the second half. 47-30, Milford on top. They get it down low to Max Lang. Little up and under, that one no good, and a rebound there. And the foul will be on Milford as Dylan Humphreys comes down with the rebound. And we'll see who they get the foul on here with 5:11 to go in this third quarter. Looks like Jacob Tabor will be called for the foul. That's his third, so you add him to the list of guys who has to be careful here in foul trouble. Griffiths with three, Tabor with three for Milford, and Aiden Stave with three for Morris. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and now a steal by Peyton Griffiths down the left side, goes for the slam dunk and flushes it home. 49-30 with 4:56 to go, third quarter, and a breakaway slam dunk for Peyton Griffiths. He now has 14 points, and he put that down pretty easy with two hands. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on the play. A push from behind on Morris, so this slam dunk could turn into a three-point play. And Griffiths was well above the rim there. Sometimes you see a dunk in a high school game, and it barely squeaks in, but this was a flush with two hands. So Griffiths looking to add to it here. Foul shot is up and good. Griffiths now with 15 points, and he is having a tremendous second half as Milford now leads by 20, 50 to 30, with 4:50 to go, third quarter. Morris comes down with a jumper from Humphreys. No good. Stayed with the rebound. His layup is no good. Milford back the other way with Max Lang. And Milford starting to run away with things here in this third quarter on their home floor where they are pumped up in front of their home crowd. Little turnaround move, spin move for Max Lang. His shot is up, no good, but he's fouled. And Max Lang now will head to the charity stripe for the Wildcats. 4:32 to go in this third quarter. And this is what Milford can do if they're clicking on all cylinders. They are certainly a tough team to beat. Would have been very interesting. I wish I had been able to see when Lawrence and Milford squared off in a non-league game over the Christmas holiday as Max Lang puts the first foul shot up and Goody has 14. Lawrence came away with a 51-50 victory there, and that was in the championship of the Lawrence Holiday Tournament. Wish I'd gone over to see that game because that sounds like it was certainly a tight one, and those two teams will certainly see each other down the stretch in league play and possibly in the Tri-Valley Championship in a couple of weeks in February. Max Lang misses the second foul shot, and here comes Morris back the other way going left to right. 4:25 to go, third quarter. It's Milford leading 51-30. Here's Stave, steps out from behind the three line, goes in and tries a little kick-out pass, but Max Lang will be whistled for the foul. And I believe this might be the third on Max Lang. We'll have to see. 4:18 to go in this third quarter. By the way, folks, that last Morris foul was on Aiden Stave, so he now has four fouls for Morris, and he's going to have to be careful. So Lang, actually only his second foul, so he's still in good shape. Tabor will take a breather here as he has three fouls, and Milford wants to protect him. Brian Atwell back into the game for the second time tonight here for the Milford Wildcats. So here's Aiden Stave. Takes the shot off the glass, up and good, and Stave now has 13 points for Morris, and it's a 51-32 lead, the Wildcats over the Mustangs with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They get it down low for Lang, and he goes up for the layup, and again is fouled by Morris, this time by Cameron Hill, and Max Lang will go right back to the free throw line for Milford. So Milford now starting to slow things down a little bit as they have really pumped up this lead to start off this third quarter. So 4:02 to go. Third quarter as Max Lang steps to the line. Lang's first shot is up and good. He now has 15. So Lang has 15. Peyton Griffiths has 15. And Jacob Tabor has 17 to lead the way for the Wildcats. Lang looking for his second shot. This one is up and off the front rim and no good. Morris will pull down the rebound. And they'll come back the other way as they go left to right on your radio dial. 3:55 to go. Third quarter, it's 52-32. Milford on top at home over visiting Morris. Here's Stabe. Foul line extended on the right side. Drives to the hole. Kicks it back out for Cameron Hill. Drives to the hoop. Up and good. Cameron Hill now with 9 points here for Morris. And it's 52-34 with 3:35 to go. Third quarter. Griffiths down low to Atwell. Back out for Paul Van Warner from downtown. No good. Atwell the rebound. That one's no good. And we'll have a whistle here as I believe that's going to be on Max Lang for pushing off as he goes for the rebound. And now Max Lang has three fouls. So these referees calling a pretty tight ball game here. 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Lang walking back down the floor. He points to his lip. And so that got busted up a little bit there. And I think he's saying, how can the foul be on me? 3:25 to go third quarter. Lang will stay in the game. And he'll have his hands full here with Aiden Stave who drives to the lane. Here for Morris, tries to kick it over to Cameron Hill, knocked away by Peyton Griffiths. Griffiths down the far side, tries to lob one up there for Will Ward on that left side, but it's knocked out of bounds by Morris. Aiden Stave did a nice job to get back on defense as well as Dylan Humphreys. 3:15 to go, third quarter. It's 52-34. Milford on top of visiting Morris. And Frazier Bourgeois will check into the game for Dylan Humphreys here, who has to head off to the locker room. Looked like he might have had some sort of problem with his uniform and needs to go fix that. 3:15 to go here in this third quarter. And it looks like perhaps maybe a little blood on the floor here from Dylan Humphreys. So if that's the case, he'll have to go change that part of the uniform. And we'll have a little stoppage of play while they'll need to clean that up. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Milford leads 52-34 over visiting Morris. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Everything cleaned up on the floor here. We'll get back underway between Milford and Morris. Morris will pick up the ball as they go left to right. Here's Mike Murphy. Leaves one off for Cameron Hill. This one up and no good. That should have been a goaltending call, but instead it comes back out and Morris will hold on to possession. Driving in is Cameron Hill. His shot is up, no good, and he's fouled. And boy, Cameron Hill put one up off the glass. It looked like it was above the cylinder and that a Milford player went up and tapped it away. Zebra Crew says no. That was, I think, 2 points taken away from Morris there. Cameron Hill trying to get them back from the free throw line here with 2:53 to go third quarter. Milford on top, 52-34. Good news for the Mustangs. Dylan Humphreys went off to the locker room but came right back. They were able to clean up that little spot on the floor, and he remains in the game. Good to hear. So Cameron Hill will step to the line, and the first one up and good. He now has 10 points. Jacob Tabor checking back into the game, as well as Blake Elliott, so almost the whole starting five. Griffiths is going to go to the bench for a breather, and Paul Van Warner will stay in. So four of the starting five for Milford in the contest. Milford still having to deal with the Morris starting five, since Humphreys is back in the ballgame. Cameron Hill makes his second shot. He has 11 points. 2:45 to go, third quarter. It's 52-36, and Morris is trying to mount a little comeback. They steal it away. Ball is loose at half court. Ryan Morlock has it for the Mustangs. Comes into the right wing corner. Stolen back, though, by Milford's Blake Elliott. And here comes Max Lang off the outlet pass. Lang will hold on to it, and now he'll take a timeout as he got over to the Milford bench area. And I think Milford just wants to take a breather here and get back on the same page. 2:32 to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here. Milford leads 52-36 over visiting Morris. So Milford ranked ninth in the state at the most recent Class D New York State Sports Writers poll. That was still when they were undefeated. And they have had a loss since then over the Christmas break. They lost by 1 point to Lawrence. They have picked up some wins since then in the league. And we'll have to see next time the rankings come out. They come out every few weeks if that one loss is going to knock Milford down or not. So really the two teams right now that are ranked in New York State Boys Class D are Delhi. From our local coverage area are Delhi and Milford. And boy, wouldn't that be fun to see a little Mac versus Tri-Valley come sectional time. And it could certainly happen as Lawrence is very good in the Tri-Valley. Milford very good in the Tri-Valley. From the Delaware League, you have South Corbett, and you got Delhi in the mix, too. Going to be a lot of fun come sectional time in Class D. And we're back underway after the timeout. Milford with the ball going right to left. Getting down and low is Tabor. He goes with the left-handed layup. No good. Aiden Stave with another big rebound here for the Mustangs. Stave puts on the brakes, and now we'll pass off to Cameron Hill. Hill gets inside, and I believe this is going to be a travel. Yes, it is. Got tied up as he tried to go up for that right-handed layup and took the extra step before he could get it off. 2:07 to go, third quarter. Milford leads 52-36. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also on WCDOlive.com as we come to you live from Milford High School tonight. Here's Blake Elliott to the right side for Will Ward. Back out for Van Warner into the corner for Max Lang. His shot is short. Milford pulls down the rebound, but Morris steals it away. They try a long outlet pass, and it's too far, and Milford will steal it back. Here's Lang back into the front court as Milford goes right to left. Little dribble drive for the big man. Stands about 6'3", 6'4", but can still step out and dribble. Passes one off for Will Ward for a three. And Will Ward now with 5 points. And Milford increases the lead to 55-36 off that three ball. Morris back the other way with Cameron Hill. Hill into the lane, and he takes the charge. Paul Van Warner steps in, gets in front of Cameron Hill, sets his feet and takes the charge. And Hill's good right-handed layup is wiped out by that nice play there by Paul Van Warner. 1:27 to go in this third quarter. Milford leads Morris 55-36, and when you see guys stepping in and taking charges like that, you know it's been a full team effort. Here's Ward from downtown again, off the front rim, no good. Morris back the other way. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Morris at half court on the Wildcat logo there, and we'll have a foul against Will Ward as he goes up against Mike Murphy there and fouls him as he tried to steal it away at half court. 1:10 to go, third quarter. It's 55-36. Milford on top of visiting Morris here tonight. Boys Tri-Valley action. Murphy will inbound the ball into the backcourt here for Ryan Morlock. Morlock with a dribble drive, gets it for Cameron Hill outside the three-point line on that right wing. Gets a screen from Stabe and tried to go on the pick and roll, but it's stolen back by Milford. Here's Paul Van Warner into the front court, leaves one off for Blake Elliott. Elliott runs the offense here for Morris, who has switched up to the man-to-man now to try to get some steals and put some pressure on. They get it down low to Max Lang, and they'll call the travel here on Lang as he tries to go around with 44.4 seconds to go, third quarter. Another turnover for Milford. They still lead 55-36. And here comes Morris again going up against the tight man-to-man pressure. Cameron Hill kicks it back out for Humphreys. Humphreys over to Morlock. Morlock for three, off the mark, no good. Stave with another big rebound. Jump hook, this one off the back iron, no good. Cameron Hill pulls down the rebound, goes up, shoots, and is fouled but misses the layup. So a third chance opportunity there for the Mustangs as they did a nice job rebounding the basketball. And Cameron Hill will step to the line. He has 11 points and looks to add to it. So that's four fouls now on Jacob Tabor of Milford. 27 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 55-36. Cameron Hill to the line. He shoots and scores on the first one. He now has 12 points. So Stabe with 13 and Hill with 12 to lead the way for Morris as Jacob Tabor will head to the bench and Brian Atwell will check back in. 27.2 seconds to go, third quarter. Second shot from the foul line is no good for Morris as Cameron Hill. Remains a 55-37 lead for Milford. Here's Will Ward, thought about stopping and popping a three, instead kicks it back out for Blake Elliott. Here's Elliott, top of the key. Far side for Ward, down to 10 seconds to go on the game clock. Leaves it for Lang. Lang, a dribble drive, gets in, shoots and scores. Max Lang now with 17 points. 5 seconds to go, Morris gets it into the front court. Little dribble drive for Cameron Hill is up and good. Cameron Hill now with 14 points. But Morris still finds themselves in a bit of a hole at the end of the third quarter. It's 57-39. Milford on top of the visiting Morris Mustangs. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here from Milford High School. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us for live high school basketball tonight here on CDO. Milford outscoring Morris 22-13 in that third quarter. That's jumped up this lead as the Wildcats now lead the Mustangs 57-39 in what was a pretty close game in the first half. Milford with a big third quarter there, putting up 22 points. A lot of that facilitated by Peyton Griffiths coming back into the lineup. Max Lang with 17 for Milford, Griffiths with 15, and Jacob Tabor with 17, William Ward with 5 to help lead the way here for Milford. So they get a lot of production out of that starting five. As we said in our pregame tonight, all seniors. That really helps for the Wildcats. Here's Will Ward to the left side as Milford goes right to left, wearing the home whites with the purple and black trim here tonight against Morris in the road royal blue uniforms with the white trim. Long three ball here for the Milford Wildcats. No good. Rebound for Aiden Stabe, and a foul on the play there for Milford. So 7:41 to go here in the final quarter. That foul on Brian Atwell, so his first. But this will put Morris shooting now as Aiden Stabe will step to the line, as the home team now with 8 fouls up on the big board. So Stabe looking to add to his 13-point night here. He's done a very nice job on the glass as well for the Mustangs. First shot is up and good for Aiden Stabe, senior wearing number 20 here tonight for Morris. So we're early in this fourth quarter. Milford leads 57-40. Stabe steps to the line here for the second shot, up and rattles it home. So Aiden Stabe now with 15 points for Morris. Cameron Hill with 14, Dylan Humphreys, Mike Murphy, and Ryan Morlock all with 4 points apiece for the Mustangs as well. Morris will take a timeout here. 7:41 to go, fourth quarter. That's Milford on top, 57-41. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 7:41 to go, fourth quarter. Live tonight here from Milford High School boys Tri-Valley matchup. And it's Milford leading the visiting Morris Mustangs 57-41. Morris is going to put on a full court press here to try to turn Milford over. We'll see if it works. Will Ward will break it here for Milford. Passes far side, knocked away by Cameron Hill, and he'll steal it. Hill goes coast to coast. Left-handed layup is up and no good. Ball knocked off the rebound of Aiden Stabe of Morris and goes back here to Milford. Great individual effort there by Cameron Hill. And again, Morris will come with a full court press. Pretty much just a man-to-man full court press. Will Ward looks to break that, and he will here for Milford going right to left. Gets it back up for Paul Atwell. Now for Lang. Lang, a dribble drive. He's down into the paint. Tries a right-handed layup. Up and good for Max Lang. He now has 19 points to lead the way here for Milford. Excellent night here for Lang. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Morris at the foul line now with Stade. His jumper is no good. Cameron Hill pulls down the rebound. Tried to go back up, but it was knocked away. 6:51 to go, fourth quarter. Milford leads 59-41. Morris with the ball underneath their own basket. Looking in the bounds, the ball into the corner. Now out for Stabe as Morris gets it in as they go left to right. Here's Stabe. Drives to the hole. Tries a right-handed layup. No good. Brian Atwell with the rebound here for Milford. Outlet pass to Blake Elliott, who brings it up the floor to run the offense here with 6:35 to go. Final and fourth quarter here tonight from Milford. Boys Tri-Valley action. And here is Paul Van Warner in the corner. Back for Max Lang with a team in game-high 19. Gets it for Elliott. Far side for Atwell. And into the left corner for Will Ward. Ward drives into the paint, kicks it down low. Stolen away, though, by Aiden Stabe. Stabe looking to run the floor. Gets it into the paint. Takes the shot. This one up and no good. Paul Van Warner tried to come in to take another charge. Didn't have his feet set. Gets called for the block here, and Stabe will go back to the charity stripe for Morris. 6:14 to go, fourth quarter. Milford on top, 59-41. Morris will have to get some points and in a hurry here at the start of the quarter to try to get back into this ball game. Stabe will step to the line here. He has a team-high 15 points for Morris. Looks to add to that total here. Stabe's first foul shot is up and good for Morris. Nothing but net there. He has 16 in front of a nice packed house here tonight at Milford High School. Great to see everybody coming out and supporting these two teams. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Thanks for listening tonight here on CDO. As Stave's second shot is up and good, has a nice-looking foul shot. He has a team-high 17. Cameron Hill is chipping in with 14 here for Morris. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Milford leads 59-43. It was a 22-point third quarter that really made the difference for Milford. Here's Lang backing down Cameron Hill. A little up and under move. This one up and good. And Morris just cannot stop Max Lang at the moment. He has 21 points. And Milford leads 61-43. Into the corner here for Humphreys. Humphreys steps back, thought about a three. Instead, we'll leave it to Morlock. As Morris goes left to right, they get it to the left corner. Driving down low and into the paint. And this one knocked away by Milford. Wildcats going right to left. And here comes Will Ward with 5:35 to go in the quarter. Ward will pass it back up to Blake Elliott, now to Atwell, and into the left corner as Morris is sticking with this man-to-man as they switch to that in the middle of the third quarter. Here's Lang, turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. Aiden Stave going coast-to-coast here for Morris. Gets into the lane, goes up for the layup, can't get it to go, and he's fouled. He'll head back to the foul line. Oh, and that one rimmed out as it just rolled around the entire length of the rim, and Stave couldn't get it to go down as he was looking for the three-point play. So 5:17 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's 61-43. Milford on top of visiting Morris as Stave will head to the line. Looks like Frazier Bourgeois will check back into the contest here for Milford. As Stave puts home his first foul shot, he now has 18 points. So Bourgeois comes in for Dylan Humphreys. Tabor will come back now. And Peyton Griffiths will come in for Milford. So Milford getting Griffiths back into the game after he sat the start of this fourth quarter here. So Stave will step to the line. He has 18 points, looking to make it 19 on the foul shot here. This one off the front rim. I think I jinxed him. Sorry to Aiden Stave, as it's 61-44 with 5:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Milford on top, Peyton Griffiths back in the game. We saw him have an emphatic slam dunk in the third quarter as well. That quick first step, he gets to the hole here, misses the left-handed layup, but he's fouled and will head to the line, as Mike Murphy was following him down in there and had to make the foul. Actually, foul is on the floor, so the ball will be underneath the basket. That's 16 fouls on Morris, so they're close to being into the 1-1. Griffiths gets it down low to Lang. His shot is up and good, rattles around and finally falls, as Max Lang now has 23 points. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Cameron Hill back the other way. His layup is no good at Lang with another rebound, but stolen right back by Hill. Hill drives to the 10, up and good. Cameron Hill now with 16 points for the Morris Mustangs, and it's 63-46, the lead here for the Milford Wildcats on their home floor, where they are so tough. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Lang for three, left corner. This one off the front rim, no good. Morris hauls down the rebound. Mike Murphy goes into the land of the trees, and the smallest guy comes down. Gets the ball ahead here for Morlock outside for Stave for a three ball. And he steps out and hits. Stave now has 21 points for Morris. And both big guys, Lang for Milford and Stave for Morris, you can't just view them as guys who sit under the basket and rebound and post up, because they'll step out and hit threes on you. We've seen it both ways tonight for Lang and for Stave. Very athletic. 4:10 to go here, third quarter. It's 63-49. Morris trying to claw their way back into this contest, as the Wildcats lead here on their home floor. 4:10 to go here in this fourth quarter. Nice crowd here on hand at Milford High School. Always get a ton of support over here for the Wildcats. And so Griffiths will step to the line. Griffiths' first shot rattles out. Morris comes down with the rebound, and Aiden Stave. Stave will push it ahead. This one for Humphreys. Humphreys drives to the hoop. His layup is off the rim and no good. Max Lang with another rebound here. The big guy having a heck of a night here for the Milford Wildcats. With 3:55 to go, fourth quarter, Milford on top, 63-49. A special Tri-Valley presentation for you here tonight. Lang drives to the hoop, and he travels on this one as he tried to go for the left-handed layup. 3:49 to go, fourth quarter. Again, we talked about it at halftime. We'll have five games for you next week, Tuesday through Friday, with a doubleheader on Friday night. Afton hosting Sydney, a girls' game at 6 and a boys' game at 7:30. So we're going to have a lot of basketball coming up here for you on CDO. So stay tuned with us over next week. Milford will pick up a loose ball down in the Morris offensive end, and the Wildcats will come forward. 3:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. 63-49, Milford on top of Morris. And here is Peyton Griffiths, little crossover, step back, dribble drive into the paint, tries to get the shot up, but he's fouled, and will head to the line. Frazier Bourgeois and Dylan Humphreys colliding there to try to stop Griffiths, who has 15 points on the night. 3:17 to go, fourth quarter. It's 63-49, and Griffiths trying to add to his 15-point night. So Lang with 23, Tabor with 17, and the foul shot no good, so Griffiths will keep with 15. Picks up his own rebound, though, drives to the hoop, shoots, and scores. So he didn't make it from the line, but he does make it on the layup, and he now has 17 points. 3:09 to go, fourth quarter. Morris back into the front court, and I believe they're going to call a foul here on Jacob Tabor, and that will mean that his night is done. That will be his fifth foul with 3:09 to go, third quarter. So Tabor will foul out tonight with 17 points, and I got to say, folks, he was key for Milford in the first half when Griffiths was in foul trouble. He was on the bench. It was really Tabor and Lang who led the way for the Wildcats. So Blake Elliott will check back in. 3:09 to go here in this fourth quarter. Milford leads at home 65-49, and this is a big effort tonight for the Wildcats. He's coming in. These were two teams, Morris in the West Division, Milford in the East. These are two teams that were looking to square off, two solid clubs in the league, and Milford making a bit of a statement here tonight so far. 3:09 to go in this fourth quarter. Morris needs every win they can get because Lawrence is on their side as well, and it looks like a potential possible Tri-Valley League Championship matchup would be Lawrence and Milford on the boys' side. Cameron Hill makes his first foul shot as he was fouled on that last play for Morris. He now has 17. It's a 15-point ball game, 65-50. Hill steps in for the second one, rattles it home. He now has 18. So 3:09 to go. Morris brings on the press. It's 65-51. Lang will bring it forward, passes it back off for Peyton Griffiths. Griffiths looks over to the bench, and Milford will take a timeout. They want to set things up, make sure they're prepared for this Morris press. 3:01 to go, fourth quarter. Milford leads 65-51. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
One is the score. Milford on top of Morris here in boys Tri-Valley action. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO, also on WCDOlive.com. Courtesy of SFCU, because at SFCU, it's all about you. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We're going to have our three awards brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, Echo Brands of Sydney, and our NBT Bank Award. So we'll have the Offense Award, the All-Purpose Award, and the Defense Award coming up in our post-game show, so make sure you stay tuned. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Milford leads 65-51. Morris trying to bring some man-to-man pressure as Milford in the home whites with the purple and black trim. They go right to left. They'll work it around against this man-to-man and kill some shot clock and game clock. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:40 to go in this fourth quarter. They work it inside for Max Lang, who has a game high, and he'll add to it here. No, it rattles out. He has 23. I thought that was 25, but it wouldn't go down. Here's Mike Murphy in transition. Right-handed layup is up and good, and he's fouled. So Morris, as Mike Murphy now has 6 points, he'll head to the line. Morris will not go quietly here tonight. It's at 65-53, Milford on top, and Murphy heading to the line with 2:32 to go in the contest. Can head coach Chris Garcia and his Morris Mustangs maybe pull closer in this contest? We'll see. That'll help. Murphy makes it. He now has 7 points, and they'll bring the man-to-man press. Kind of a 1-2-2 now as they fall back into it. Will Ward will just drive his way through it and dribble it ahead here for Milford as they're back against this man-to-man on offense now. Here's Peyton Griffiths at the top of the key. Bounces to the left side. Little crossover. Drives in, and a foul will be on Morris. with 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. That'll stop the clock. Milford leads 65-54, and Griffiths will go to the line as both teams are into the bonus. So Griffiths now with 17 points on the night, most of that coming in the second half as he got into some early foul trouble in the contest. But since then, he had a terrific third quarter, came right out, hit a three, and then a layup, and then stole the ball at half court and went down for a two-handed slam dunk. And that really energized his team and the crowd. So Griffiths will step to the line here. He's got 17 points. Looking to add to it. Up and good. He now has 18. So Milford with some huge efforts tonight from Max Lang with 23. Griffiths with 18. Jacob Tabor is fouled out, but he had 17 and did a great job in the first half. Here's Griffiths. Second foul shot up and good. He now has 19. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Morris trying to claw their way back in against the Wildcats here in Milford. It's 67-54. Milford on top. To the far side for Aiden Stabe, who's played most of this fourth quarter with four fouls, and he's done a really nice job. Stabe pulls down a rebound here, kicks it back out, takes the shot again. This one off the front rim and out of play as it popped up over the backboard and out. 1:56 to go, fourth quarter. It's 67-54. And Milford will have to inbounds here against this Morris press. They easily break it. Griffiths gets his way to the hole. Thought he was going to be fouled, so he just threw the ball up towards the rim. Can't get it to go, and possession will go back to Morris. He did take a heck of a hit there, and I'm surprised they didn't call the foul, but he threw the ball up, and it was an air ball, went right out of bounds. Was hoping to just get back to the line there. 67-54 is the score. Milford has stuck with this man-to-man defense all night. It's been tough. Morris driving to the hole here with Cameron Hill. We'll have a foul on the play with a minute 38 to go in this fourth quarter as Morris goes left to right on your radio dial. And it looks like Cameron Hill will step back to the line here. He has 18 points tonight here for Morris. Boy, folks, the post-game awards are going to be really tough as both teams have had some guys with solid efforts, and we only have three awards to give away. We might have to do some honorable mention here tonight. 1:38 to go, fourth quarter. First shot is up and no good for Cameron Hill. He's visibly frustrated after that one. Wants those to go down as Morris just running out of time here on the game clock with a minute 38 to go. Hill's second foul shot up and good. He now has 19. So Stabe with 21 and Hill with 19 to lead the way for the Mustangs. 1:35 to go, fourth quarter. Milford leads 67-55. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Will Ward will drive in, kicks it back out for Peyton Griffiths as the Wildcats go right to left. Griffiths at the top of the key, tries a little step-back crossover, throws one up, off the boards, no good, and Morris comes down with the rebound. Here comes Cameron Hill, leaves it for Stabe in the corner, kicks it back across, and it's knocked away by Griffiths down the right side. Griffiths goes up for the foul, and he is fouled this time. And this will be an intentional foul here against Mike Murphy with 1:09 to go in this fourth quarter. Griffiths was going up for the layup, but he was obviously looking for the foul again there, and he got it this time. And this will be an intentional foul on Mike Murphy, much to the displeasure of the Milford fans here. So 1:09 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 67-55. And the Zebra crew just sorting things out here, explaining this call to both coaches, and we'll see who comes out to take the foul shots here. I believe Griffiths is going to take his foul shots. With 1:09 to go. He was over at the bench. It looked like maybe he was going to have to sit for a second there. But instead, he'll come in to take his foul shots here, and everybody else has to stand back at half court after the intentional foul. So 1:09 to go here in this fourth quarter. First shot is up and good for Peyton Griffiths. So he now has 20 points on the night. Mike Murphy was called for the foul, folks. If you know him off the floor, you know he's probably one of the nicest kids in this gymnasium right now. So it was just a physical play, and that's the way the Zebra crew called it. Griffiths will make his second shot. He now has 21. I don't think there was any malicious intent there. And we'll have a whistle. So Milford leads 69-55 with 1:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Milford leads Morris 69-55 as we approach 1 minute to go here in this fourth quarter. Milford has the ball. They'll bring it out of the backcourt, and Will Ward, the senior point guard, will bring it forward here for the Wildcats. Kicks it over to Max Lang. Make sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards here tonight. You don't want to miss that, folks. A lot of good candidates. As Peyton Griffiths adds to his resume there, he now has 23. Goes up for the layup. And Lang and Griffiths both with 23 here tonight for the Wildcats. 35 seconds to go in the contest. And Milford is ahead 71-55. Here is Aiden Stave for Morris. Turnaround shot no good. And the rebound for Milford. 25 seconds to go as Ward will walk it up the floor. And boy, what a key win here tonight in the Tri-Valley, folks, for the Milford Wildcats on their home floor. Morris will drop their second league contest, and they'll have their hands full with Lawrence in the West Division. But Milford in firm control of the East Division, looking to get back to the Tri-Valley Championship game for a second straight year. Peyton Griffiths will run out the clock here, and Milford will win tonight 71-55. They hold off the late rally there by Morris, and the Mustangs left it all on the table. Milford just got the job done here tonight. Max Lang, Jacob Tabor, and Peyton Griffiths all in double figures to help Milford win this contest here tonight. So again, the final, 71-55. Morris falls on the road here against Milford. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our three awards coming up, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Bank. Again, 71-55, Milford wins over Morris. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on CDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
.71-55 is our final score here tonight in Milford as the Wildcats hold off the Morris Mustangs. Again, 71-55. Welcome into our postgame show. Again, before we do our awards, a big thank you to Milford Athletics and their AD here, Kevin Stevens. Great setup here. We're nice and close to the contest here, courtside. And they've been real gracious hosts to us. And we'll hope to see Milford again down the road, maybe in the Tri-Valley Championship in a few weeks at SUCO. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this award tonight to Max Lang of Milford. He had a game-high game-high 23 points, tied with Peyton Griffiths for that honor. But I thought he played really good defense, especially in the first half when Milford needed it. Griffiths was on the bench with the fouls, and they needed a guy who could clean up the glass, box out, block shots, and that's what Max Lang did. So an excellent job there for Max Lang of Milford, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. We'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award next. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give this award tonight to Peyton Griffiths of Milford. Had 23 points. He was in foul trouble in the first half, was able to come back and really jumpstart them in the second half, including 5 points to start the half and then a slam dunk on a breakaway steal. And that really energized his team and the fans here. So Peyton Griffiths, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Aiden Stabe here of Morris. He had 21 points for the Mustangs, did excellent work on the glass too, was boxing out and got a ton of rebounds and block shots as well, and he really led this Morris effort tonight. So Aiden Stabe of the Morris Mustangs gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here tonight. Let's quickly run through the scoring summary. As first for Milford, 23 points for Max Lang. As we said, 23 points for Peyton Griffiths, 5 points for Will Ward, 1 point for Paul Van Warner, and 17 for Jacob Tabor. On the other side for Morris, Ryan Morlock with 4, Mike Murphy with 7, Dylan Humphreys with 4, Cameron Hill with 19, and Aiden Stabe with 21. And you really got to give honorable mention awards tonight here for Morris, Cameron Hill with 19 points, and Milford, 17 points for Jacob Tabor. Just excellent efforts by those guys. Wish we had more awards that we could give away because they certainly deserve it tonight as well. Very solid team efforts on both sides here tonight for the Wildcats of Milford and the Mustangs of Morris. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. A big thank you to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. Our next broadcast will be on Tuesday when we're back in Sydney, as it's a boys matchup as Unadilla Valley comes down to take on the Sydney Warriors. We'll have a 7 o'clock Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, a 7:15 tip. And make sure to check out WCDOsports.com because we're doing a wide variety of games next week, and you're going to want to mark your calendar down. Again, a special Tri-Valley presentation here tonight as Milford hosts Morris and wins 71-55. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.